What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to jump right into this. We have a lot of important things to discuss. So, we all know Donald Trump has won the election, and it's important to know that his goal is to implement several potential policy changes that may have a huge effect on housing inventory and affordability. And as you all know, that can all potentially impact the prices of houses. So, to keep you informed, let's discuss policy change number one. So, one of Trump's main objectives is to start the mass deportation of illegal immigrants. He and JD Vance have claimed that illegal immigrants are taking up the housing supply and increasing prices. So, let's talk about that for a minute. So, is it possible that illegal immigrants could have potentially increased demand for apartments in certain areas? Maybe. It doesn't sound completely ridiculous. I think it really just depends on the city, neighborhood, et cetera. But according to the Joint Center of Housing Studies at Harvard, the surge in home prices happened before the illegal immigration surge. So I really wish that I could put this into the episode somehow. But if you go to YouTube, I show the actual chart. But the chart shows the surge in home prices, and it literally happened right before the spike in immigration. And the next part of this change we're talking about could impact the labor market for new construction homes. So, a Realtor.com senior economist, his name is Mac McLaughlin, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly. He says the kind of massive immigration crackdown that Trump proposes would have large and negative consequences on the US housing market in both the short and long run. And this was very interesting. Make sure you pay attention to this next quote. He goes on to say, in the short run, reducing immigration could severely hurt the labor supply needed for new home building, since up to a third of residential construction employment consists of foreign-born workers. So I'm going to be honest here. I think the statement is a bit ridiculous because it implies that the majority of that 33% of workers who are foreign-born are illegal immigrants. Personally, I haven't seen any reliable data to support that. Is it possible that they are a portion of it? Sure, but we don't know how large that portion is. So I don't really know about that statement. However, if this was true, a potential negative impact could be that homes get built a lot slower or potentially with lower quality. But that's the first change. This next change is going to drastically affect the price of new construction homes. So Trump wants to cut the cost of regulations and permit requirements that home builders claim are unnecessary. I actually like that idea, and I think it'll make a big difference. So let's hear from the National Association of Home Builders. So they are a long-standing industry critic of regulations, and they estimate that site work and related permit fees account for 7.4% of the average new home cost, with overhead and general expenses accounting for an additional 5.1%. And economists do agree that reducing these regulations would increase new home production and reduce costs. So let's look at a real life example. So let's say that somehow these costs got eliminated and it directly impacted the price of the home for for the buyer. That would knock off about 12% of the cost. So if a property costs, let's say, 500,000, the home would then cost 450,000, which is a nice reduction. So I'm curious to see if he's going to make any headway with that. But in my opinion, I think that is a good thing to do. And hopefully the cost in this cost savings gets passed on to the end buyer. So this next change will impact where homes can be built. Trump said that he wants to use federal land to build additional homes. And so he said these zones will be ultra low tax and ultra low regulation, one of the great, really small business job creation programs it will be of all time. We're going to open up our country to building homes inexpensively so young people and other people can buy homes. So this is a direct quote from Donald Trump. This is actually something that Kamala Harris agreed with as well, but here is the problem. The government owns 27% of the land nationwide. And the thing is, most of it is in the western part of the country, and most of it is far from where people want to live and work. So the following states are the states where the federal government owns the most land. So in Nevada, it's 80%, which I was stunned by. In Utah, 64%, Idaho, about 62%, Alaska, about 61%, Oregon, a little over 53%. So, as you can see, None of these places are necessarily big economic centers, but hey, you never know. You never know. And I think it's important to realize and look into where exactly is some of this federally owned land. So is it possible that it could help to some extent? I'm sure, right? But it just depends. But I think it's something worth exploring and worth looking into. So again, most economists agree that the primary issue in the housing market is the shortage of homes being built. And I also agree with that as well. And I'm going to share some data to back that up. So prior to the Great Recession, single family home starts, and that means when the construction on a new home began, it reached a high of over 1.8. We are quickly approaching the end of 2024. And if you have not purchased an investment property yet this year, and it's been one of your goals, I need you to listen very closely. I know many of you live in areas where it's so expensive and investment properties seem impossible. I'm talking about some of the big cities. So LA, New York City, maybe even Seattle, Atlanta, places in Florida, and the list goes on. If you know that where you live is too expensive, I need you to lock in right now. Investing out of state changed my life as somebody living in California. I now invest in Ohio and I'm growing my portfolio. It's something that's possible. You just need the right information and execution. So if that's you, if you want to learn how to invest out of state, go to outofstatemoney.com and there is a free training that'll outline the steps for you and help you understand exactly what it takes. So go to outofstatemoney.com or simply go to the link in the description of this episode. Million in January 2006. So here was the problem back then. The problem was that there were more homes being built than we needed at that time. So it wasn't matching the demand. It was far exceeding it. And then there were also loose mortgage regulations, et cetera. And it was just a recipe for disaster. And all of that preceded what was eventually the crash, right? So what happened after that is something that I do not really hear many people talking about. So if we fast forward to March 2009, when the recession was almost over, single family home starts reached a low of 353,000. That's an 80% decrease. Unfortunately, we've never gotten near our peak again, and the demand has just continued to rise over the years. The closest we've gotten to that previous high is 1.2 million single family home starts in December 2020, and that is significantly lower than the peak we talked about just a moment ago. And honestly, since then, it's really been a roller coaster up and down. And as of September 2024, single family home starts were a little over a million. And I'm curious to know what she thinks. So think about that and let me know what your thoughts are. Do you think this shortage is being exaggerated? I've heard that opinion before. Or do you think it's a real problem? It's interesting the opinions that I've gotten on that. So this next potential change could impact mortgage interest rates. All right. So before we go further, make sure you're following this show, subscribing on whichever platform you're listening to this on. If you've gotten any value out of this episode, take a moment, hit that follow or subscribe button on any platform you're on. So Trump says that he wants to cut interest rates and believes he can get them down to 3%. So unfortunately, the president cannot directly control interest rates. And my unpopular opinion is that interest rates are not the main issue in the housing market right now. And here's why that is. So as of Q3 of 2024, the median home sales price in the US is $420,400. In Q1 of 2020, it was $329,000. And that's almost a $100,000 increase. And for many of you, I know the median home sales price where you live is way higher than like the, it's way more than $100,000 more than it was 4 years ago. So over that same period of time, the 30-year fixed mortgage interest rate was increased by about 3.5%, roughly, depending on the source you look at. And so, in my opinion, what's more problematic is that median home sales price, which is about $100,000 more than the last 4 years. And obviously, again, for many of you, prices have increased even more than that. So, I want to wrap this up with talking about what you need to do to get ready to invest in real estate in 2025, because the year is almost coming to a close and it's important to start getting ready. So, the first thing you need to understand and get in your head, everybody, there's no real estate crash coming. Okay. We've covered areas on this show where there's price cuts happening and different things of that nature. but it's far from a complete collapse. There's no 08, 09 coming again. Okay. And then you also should stop waiting for interest rates to fall. I've seen this so much online, people I know, conversations, people are waiting for the interest rates to come down, but that's not the biggest issue. And the thing is, nobody can accurately predict where the interest rates will be long term or short term. Everybody and their mother has had a prediction over the last couple of years, and the majority of those predictions have been wrong. So if you are in the market for a house right now, I strongly suggest to you that you become more aggressive. Look for properties that have been on the market for a long time. Most people don't want to go into the holidays, don't want to go into the new year with a home that's been sitting on the market, especially if it's been on the market for a minute. People want to get rid of those things and get it out of sight, out of mind before the end of the year. So it's a great time to get ready for that. You should also be aggressively saving, working towards increasing your income, getting another job, getting a promotion at your job, or getting a little job on the side. Whatever it takes to get to your goal is something that I definitely want you to think about, right? And at the end of the day, whoever the president is, your job is the same. Get ready for your opportunity so that you don't waste time when that opportunity presents itself. And personally, I don't think a president will have a tremendous impact on the housing market. I do believe there are some things they can do to help a bit, but it's not going to be this crazy overhaul in like 5 months that people are expecting. If they can make some changes, it'll probably take some time. And personally, whoever's in office, I don't really think it's going to make that big of a difference, right? And so that's something that I would say as well. And then also, if investment properties where you live are too expensive, definitely consider investing out of state. As you know, if you've been listening for a while, I invest out of state, been investing for a little over 5 years now. If that's something that sounds interesting to you, there's a bunch of free resources in the description of this episode that can help you learn a little bit more about investing out of state. All right. Well, thank you all so much. I really appreciate you taking some time to listen today and talk about some of the things that Donald Trump is trying to do that may impact housing. All right. So thank you all so much. Be sure to subscribe and follow this page wherever you're listening to this, and I'll talk to you soon.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.